I believe that's a very
a vital point. Before they could go forth to make known the claims of Christ, they had to have a personal meeting with him. They had to come to know him, who he was in his person. The fact that he came here into the scene is a divine work that God was beginning here at this time in Acts. A work that had never been before. A revelation that God was given, had given now through the coming of Christ into this scene. We didn't ask for him. God sent him. And he accomplished a redemptive work whereby sinners, whether Jews or Gentiles, could be brought to him. He wasn't received by them when he's here in this life, but God received him back into glory. And now from the glory, he sends the Spirit of God here into the scene to declare what he was now doing at this time, at the present, in this, the beginning of this age. And whenever God begins a new work, we know it's always accompanied with special power, very distinctly, so it, man is left out of the picture. He works by his Spirit in a mighty way. So Paul had had this meeting on the road to Damascus, where he met and where he said, "Who art thou, Lord? I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest." This was for him a new starting point. And that was the beginning where God was going to use him, prepare this vessel in order to make known this new revelation, the new truth connected with it, and that's linked with the church, the heavenly calling, and to bring that to the whole world. And so he used that in these missionary journeys, where the work began in Jerusalem, branched out Samaria, Judea, and to the uttermost parts of the world. And so it came in these missionary journeys. It was the first time the message came to Europe. And to take hold of this, now I'd like to just make that application for us. Unless we've had a personal meeting with the Lord, where it has come to us, "Who art thou, Lord?" And then to have that revelation, "I am Jesus." And not the one that I necessarily have crucified, but the point is to recognize I'm Jesus, but I'm the one that this world has cast out. But he's now in the glory, and he's calling out a people to be associated with him in glory. Before I understand that calling for myself, I'm not equipped to bring that message to others, because this is the message that God wants known. And if he wants that known, he has to use vessels that have been captivated in their hearts and their affections to the person of the Lord Jesus. It's him that we're here to make known. His glory, his person, and that is to the glory of God. And this is where that personal acquaintance and ongoing, that personal communion with the Lord is essential before we can speak about service for him.
I think what we're talking about, we have the good example of someone going out before they're ready in John Mark, because we're talking about Paul and Barnabas, who are prepared, God prepared for them, and they took with them this young brother who was used of the Lord in a good way later on in his life, but maybe was not prepared to go on this journey. But he certainly had the confidence, and he went. And later on in the chapter, he goes home. And while that's one thing, he goes, and it's something to certainly be good that he realized he wasn't suited for the work, and he leaves. But his decision to go before he was prepared or before he was called had a lasting and a very detrimental impact on Barnabas and Paul. It had an effect on their relationship as two servants of God. So the real example here, the real thing that needs to be seen, is that for us to be of have true positive effect for the Lord's work, for the Lord's people, it has to be when we are completely prepared and completely called. When we go under our own power, it can have potentially devastating effects on the testimony.
I'd like to make an observation on just this passage where it speaks about John Mark, how they brought him along as far as this island of Cyprus, and they arrived in this one city, Salamis, which is on one side of the island, and Paphos on the other side in verse 6. So evidently, he is traveling with them this whole time, and here is what he did see. What he did see is that the approach, if we might use that term, the approach to presenting this message, we don't see any detail given from the Spirit of God in verse 2 about just what it is that this calling would entail. They would rely upon the resources that they knew would be able to accomplish this ministry to which they had been called. And what was that resource? All they had, you might say, all they had was the Word of God, but that was quite enough. It was quite enough that they had the Word of God. So what they did was they preached the Word of God in verse 5 in the synagogues of the Jews. And evidently from verse 6 we get the impression that they just sort of worked their way through the island, going to different cities, preaching the Word of God in the synagogues of the Jews until they have an invitation. So this is something to observe as they travel through Cyprus. They use the setting of the synagogue and they present the Word of God. There would already be a familiarity with the Word of God, but they were presenting the Word of God in the synagogues. But then there was an invitation. And what was the invitation? It was just to hear more of what it was that they were presenting, to hear the Word of God. This man, Sergius Paulus, he called in verse 7 for Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the Word of God. They were not creating some kind of interesting opportunity. They were not seeking to bill themselves as some novelty presentation so that they would attract attention. What they did was they went from city to city presenting the Word of God. And evidently, this made an impression. It left a lasting impact on those who heard it, whether it was for believers, for actual faith, a response of faith or not, it's not clear. But what we see is it made an impression that here were some people, these three, who were doing nothing but preaching the Word of God, and yet it was done in a way that must have been markedly different from what was being done in the synagogues. We have the power of the Word of God because of the Spirit of God and knowing the one about whom the Word of God is. And when we are faithfully preaching and presenting the Word of God, if we are capable of explaining something of the Word of God, then that will be of interest to those who are seeking to hear the Word of God. There are those who wish to seek the Lord. Later on in chapter 17, when he's in Athens, Paul says he's waiting to be found. God is waiting to be found. Those who seek him, he's not far from every one of us. And so when we're faithfully presenting the Word of God, there are those who say, you know, I heard you're doing that. Could you come where I am and present to me the Word of God? And this really is a key point as we look at how the message was presented.